22 minutes past the hour, 8:22 on this beautiful Wednesday edition of the Mile High Club show in Denver, Colorado. Great day. Rockies beat the Padres last night 5-3. Jamie Moyer, win number 268. Incredible. At least a good 17 minutes of footage of Miss Moyer in the stands last night, which is probably the highlight of the night, not Kadire's 2-for-4. Broncos schedule has been released. Larry Brown to SMU. Jessica Darrell may have settled for a lot of money. But guys, we talked about it yesterday. Goodman, you were deciding. We joked about every single radio program across the country today, especially if you have an NFL city. You sit there and you look at the schedule and then, oh, well, all right, let's look. What's your record? I heard it. I heard, as kids would say, knuckleheads do it on the other radio stations. It's bad radio.
Yeah. There was a guy who used to do sports talk radio in this town, and I remember when the schedule came out last year, he's ticking off win-loss, how the game is going to unfold. Click.
You can't do that before the draft, but you know what? I refuse to do it, so I'm going to bring in a legend, a man that I have followed in his career for a long, long time, man that I hope to be that one day, and I asked him, would he come on and do that for us and break down each one of those games? Without further ado, I bring in the man, the myth, the legend, Jim in SoCal. Jim, take it away, my friend.
Peter freaking Burns, greetings and a tremendous hump day to you all, as well as every single Mile High clone in Denver freaking Colorado. Also, a very special shout out to Oren in Denver, one of my favorite callers of all time in the jungle, and my man Jamie freaking Moyer. That old man can bring it. You know, I am feeling it this week, Peter and the fellas, coming off a big weekend where my four-year-old filly, Misdirection, banged out her fourth win in a row at Santa Anita. She won by a half length, good for $60,000, increasing her career earnings to $360,000, which pretty much helps me with my utterly ridiculous exotics habit. I mean, I've been jamming this down my listeners' throats for the better part of the past 2 days with no end in sight. But it is all about the National Football League year-round. The schedules released last night, and I got to tell you, Denver, your Broncos have had quite the offseason. Peyton freaking Manning bringing his 33-pound head and cyborg mentality to team up with Elway and Fox perform. The football Jesus shipping off to the Big Apple for a bag of beans. I mean, this has been great. And I am completely geeked to hear every sports talk honk in every NFL market breaking down what their team is going to do this upcoming fall. Win-loss predictions, division finishes, playoff and Super Bowl competitors. It's all going to be laid out there by all the local hacks. No offense. You know, it's played out terrible radio. And if anyone knows about that, it's me, Jim Rome, star of the Jim Rome Show. So with that in mind, the 2012 schedule for the Broncos through my crystal ball, jungle style. 5 games on national television, clones, including the first Sunday nighter at home against Big Ben and the Steelers, which is what you get when you roll with number 18. Unfortunately, Bronco fan, you're also going to get an L. My man Peyton is going to bring it, but so is that vaunted Steelers D, and it will shut down any attack Manning has in mind. 0-1. Next up, Matty Ice and the Falcons in Hotlanta. You know, no one feels it more in the dome than Matt Ryan, and there's no way he's going to let an old, broken-down Peyton Manning show him up in his place. 0-2. Week 3, giddy up, because Arian Foster and the Texans are bringing the pain to the Mile High City. I mean, gone are the days of David Carr throwing directly to Champ Bailey, replaced by Foster, Matt Schaub, Andre Johnson, and, oh yeah, the league's second-ranked defense. 0-3. Now, weeks 4, 5, and 6, you're going to go about 1-2 in that stretch. I mean, you might squeak by Carson Palmer's carcass and beat the Raiders, but Giselle is not going to get with Brady and the Pats losing to Tom's biggest rival. And you're not going to go into Phillip Rivers' house and show up Fred Krueger's Chargers squad either. 1-5 heading to the bye week. Week 8, back in the national spotlight, boys, just in time for Breeze and the Saints to make you want to drown your sorrows down on Bourbon Street. 1-6. And by the way, I suggest Bombay Sapphire if you want to get that done. All right. Road losses at the Bengals and Panthers will be just another reminder that their quarterback is much younger and durable than your quarterback. If you're keeping track at home, that makes you 1-8. So at this point, you're staring at back-to-back divisional games against the Chargers and Chiefs, and you're looking east to see if Timothy wants a do-over on that trade because you're dropping both games. 1-2, Q Carl Lewis. Uh-oh! That brings up a tough overtime loss to an upstart Bucs squad in Week 13 and a soul crusher in the black hole as the Raiders are going to sweep you at Oakland the following Thursday night, 1-12. Thanks for coming. Now, all that's left is the knockout shot, and here it comes. I'm going to give it to you, clones. Peyton has been playing his guts out all season long, but Terrell Suggs knocks what's left of him out in B-more in a double-digit loss to the Ravens. Oh! Might as well call T-Sizzle Omar because the King just punked your quarterback for the season and his career. 1-13. Excuse me while I slam some hot tea. That's refreshing. I may or may not have spiked that with some Bombay Sapphire. You'll beat the Browns because, well, they're the Browns. But a deflating loss in the season finale is going to complete the seventh circle of hell, Bronco fan. Sorry about this, but the experiment just didn't work out. 2-14, thanks for coming, and hasta la vista, Peyton. Now, some closing thoughts, as I know I've uplifted you all. On the bright side, you still have the Nuggets, who will likely host a playoff series against the Spurs or Thunder and lose in seven games. And Troy Tulowitzki is slumping, but he is a bad, bad man and will be good to propel the Rockies to a fourth-place finish. All right, a few wars before I get out of here. I know you guys are geek and you want to discuss this. War the Mile High Club. Janet and I are members, along with KB. War Mile High Dental, 5280 Dental. Great place. Get my chiclets done there. War Peter Burns for having the stones to reach out to me. War Peyton Manning's offensive line. No pressure, fellas. And war the telephone number later on today in the jungle. It's toll-free in the U.S. and in Canada, 1-800-636-8686. 1-800-636-8686. Have a take, don't suck, or you'll get run, and all of it Denver and America will laugh at you. The email address, RomanHaveATake.com. Rome is spelled R-O-M-E. And the text message number, 37170. My man Kyle Brandt has washboard abs and a strong chin. He is weeding those out for the Triple U later on today. You guys have a great day. Have a take. Don't suck. Rack me. I'm out.
Jim in SoCal. My man.
That guy sounded familiar.
He sounded a little familiar. A man that I have grown up being a very, very big fan of it. 2-14. Wins against the Browns and not even the carcass of Carson Palmer.